the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you will enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Before I get into the question that I'm going to try and answer today, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send us your questions about the Bible. Whether they be questions about something that the Bible says or something that is simply related to the Bible in some way, whatever the case may be, please take the time to write down your questions and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. And the number to call, if you would like to leave us a telephone message with your question, well, that's area code 270-821-3544. Whether you call or write, it doesn't make any difference to me. I just look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to being able to answer any questions that you have about the Bible, about religion, about the church, right here on What Does the Bible Say? Now, there's also one other announcement that I would like to make. Just a reminder to you all that coming up very soon at the Madisonville Church of Christ is going to be our annual Vacation Bible School. I always look forward to each year's VBS because it gives us an opportunity to spend almost an entire week focusing on children and their needs, their spiritual growth and development. And I am so proud of the Vacation Bible Schools that we have put on in the past, and certainly I'm looking forward to the one that is coming up this year. Vacation Bible School in 2025 will take place at the Madisonville Church of Christ on Monday through Friday, June 23rd through the 27th, near the end of this month. The sessions will be each evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we will have classes for all ages. I'm talking about from the cradle roll all the way up through adults. And we would just love for you and your family to come and visit us during our Vacation Bible School. So please mark your calendars for June 23rd through the 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. each evening, for Vacation Bible School at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Our theme this year, by the way, is Stories of the Exodus. We'll be talking about things like the birth of Moses, the commission that Moses received at the burning bush, the 10 plagues, crossing the Red Sea, the 10 commandments, things like that. Things that are basic and fundamental in our knowledge of the Bible and biblical history. Again, we hope that you will take the time to come to Vacation Bible School at the Madisonville Church of Christ, June 23rd through the 27th. Now, let's have a go at the question that I'm going to try and deal with in today's program. The question is this: is it really impossible for God to lie? Or Is it possible that God could lie, but he simply chooses not to? That is a very interesting question, one that I had never really given much thought to until it was asked recently. So I did some research into the scriptures and into other sources, consulted with some other preachers that I respect, and I've come up with what I think is going to be an appropriate and a satisfying answer. At least I hope so. I want to begin by citing a couple passages of scripture. First one is Hebrews 6:18, which says that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge. Now, within the context in which that passage appears, there is a discussion of these two immutable things which are offered as evidences regarding the nature of Jesus, his role in the church, and how that is different and stands in stark contrast to the Old Testament. Now, in this instance, some could say that, well, all that is being said here is that in regard to these two immutable, unchangeable things, it is impossible for God to lie. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's impossible for God to lie about anything, or that it's impossible for God to lie about those specific things. But there is another passage that I would cite for you that also touches on this idea and states that God does not lie. In the book of Titus, there is a passage that indicates not that it is impossible for God to lie, but that God does not lie. Just like God is said to be no respecter of persons. It's not necessarily the idea that such a thing is beyond God's capability, but more the idea that God does not do this. God does not behave in this way. And that is in stark contrast with how the devil is presented in the scriptures. In the book of John, it is stated that the devil is a liar and the father of it. The idea being that lying is something that is much more to be associated with Satan than it is to be associated with God. God is all about the truth. In fact, Jesus Christ is said to be the embodiment of truth itself in John 1. You know, we see many mentionings there in the first chapter of John. We see mentionings of Jesus, but we see him described as the living Word, who was with God and who was God in the beginning. And then in verse 14, it is said that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, within all of that discussion, there is also presented the idea that Jesus is the truth, that he is the personification of truth, which indicates that Jesus never lied, that he would never lie, and that would be something so antithetical to his nature that it would be inconceivable that Jesus, or that God the Father, or that the Holy Spirit would ever tell a lie. or spread a falsehood of any kind. And that's something that, well, it should give us a certain amount of assurance that what is written in the Bible is absolutely true. It is the Word of God, and therefore, it does not mislead us. It does not misdirect us. The Bible is a document that we can trust implicitly and absolutely. In John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth." You know, the Bible is absolutely true. Jesus described it as such, and we should trust it as such. Now, as far as the question that was asked goes, I would be inclined to say that it is not necessarily the case that God cannot lie, that it's impossible for him to do so, but that God does not lie. He will not lie. It is against his very nature. And we, as his children, are expected to imitate and emulate that nature, which means that we are not supposed to lie. We are supposed to be a people who are characterized by the truth, by the fact that we speak only the truth, and that we simply do not engage in the telling of falsehoods. And I know how hard that is. We human beings seem to, well, we seem to go to lying almost as a matter of default. We find ourselves in trouble. We find ourselves in some kind of a bind, and many times we think we can talk our way out of it, which usually means we can lie our way out of it. I can remember years ago watching TV shows that were based on following police units as they were going about their business and broadcasting live the things that took place. And one of the things that would always cause me to chuckle a bit is when an officer would search somebody, find drugs or some other kind of contraband on their person, and when they'd ask them about it, they would immediately begin to lie and make up excuses. They would say things like, "Well, officer, these aren't my pants. These aren't my clothes. The stuff must have been in their pockets when I put them on. I didn't even realize it." They're not really fooling anybody with lines like that, but nonetheless, they go to that thinking that it will get them out of trouble. Sometimes we lie to try and get out of trouble. Sometimes we lie thinking we're going to spare someone else's feelings, or we lie thinking that we're going to pick up some kind of an advantage for ourselves. But none of this is right. None of it is true. We are a people who must be characterized by telling the truth, nothing more and nothing less than that. Thank you for tuning in. Please tune in again next time for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? And may God bless you as you study His Word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?